You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's gift cards, the gift that always fits, always gets used. Everybody loves them. Find a retailer near you at ChickiesandPete's.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Instead of a Twitter question, I'm going to bring up a Twitter issue, Ike, that I've discovered that I think we need to remedy, is that little Jack over there on his little computer searches all of my mentions. So he, when somebody tweets at me, he sees what they're tweeting at me constantly. Yeah. So So somebody tweeted that they love 330 Country, did not tag him in it, and he just jumps in and responds.
Yep.
Here's the thing, is that this guy over there is looking at all my mentions, and it's been a rough week for that.
That's why I'm checking him.
He didn't hop in there and defend me at any point. It's just when there's something about 330 Country, then he hops in there.
Yeah.
The guy, that is psychotic behavior.
I'm sure he must do the same for me.
No, I don't have yours on.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What do you mean?
So
anytime Spike gets mentioned or somebody adds you?
Yes, yeah. He sees it.
He sees
it. On TweetDeck. Yeah.
What is it on?
It used to be TweetDeck. Now it's like X-Pro or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's how I can have it always updating without having to refresh it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why are you looking at my mentions? Are you getting off on the fact that people are mean to me?
Like, no one's getting off on anything on this show.
Yeah.
No, it actually started when he went to New York.
Really?
Yeah, I've had it on my tweet.
You've had it on the tweet since I went to New York?
Well, he had to monitor your behavior up there.
Want to see what you were doing. Want to see if you're saying I'm happier there than I was here.
But no. Then you could just follow me. The fact that you're following saying to me.
He certainly wanted to know what they thought of you.
I like seeing how mad that they were at you. Yeah.
They were pretty mad at me. Yeah. Anywhere I go. Must be me problem.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I just got my eye on you.
Right.
I'm going to start searching your mentions and start replying to those people.
All right,
fine. You want to get in a war over this? I got nothing but time.
I'm glad I don't know how to do any of this.
Oh, yeah. This guy. You wonder where I get time to watch Bengals press conferences and stuff? I'm going to take 10% of that time and read your mentions.
Yeah, all right.
All right. So we're at the point in the season here where they keep losing. I actually have some empathy for the players who have to answer the questions after the game at their locker. Because they don't have answers anymore, especially offensively. But here was Landon Dickerson talking about Cam Jurgens talking about the sort of week of work they put in last night after the game.
Down to week 15, how do you make those adjustments or clean up the penalties, work on communication, whatever it may be?
I think we got to be clean during the week, you know, in practice, walkthrough, everything's got to be clean, and, you know, that's going to lead to being cleaner during the game, and, you know, I don't think we're cleaning up during the week.
I don't think we're cleaning up during the week. Now, the question is, does he mean...
clean enough.
Yeah. Now, I guess, does he mean that the game is proof that they're not, or does he mean that as he's going through the week, he's saying to himself, we are not clean enough now? I think that would be the interesting question, what specifically he meant, because I might have taken it to mean, well, guess we're not clean enough during the week based on how they perform, you know?
Yeah, the way I heard that or interpreted it is what we're seeing in the game is exactly what we see during the week.
Yeah, that's how you took it.
Yeah, that's the way I took it.
When last week Saquon talking about group focus.
Right.
And it's just, it's hard to hear that stuff week after week because you just want to say, okay, well then just lock in. Or maybe they're just not.
Well, maybe those individual players are locked in, but the other guys.
They see it around.
They see it with somebody false starting or illegal procedure or something like that. And he's saying we're not having clean enough practices to have that translate to what we're seeing, to what we want it to be in a game. It's been exactly what you're seeing in the game is how we're practicing during the week. Which, again, that is a, I don't know if that's indirect or direct. I guess it's indirect. But that's indirectly a criticism or an indictment on coaching.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Well, that's what the coaches are supposed to do. You're not supposed to let things slide.
Yeah.
It should be, you know, drummed into your head that this is important enough that, hey, if we got to run the play again, we'll run the play again. If the problem is, I'm not at practice, so I don't know if Nick is a screamer at practice. Is he really intense at practice? You know, Andy wasn't an intense guy, but from a defensive standpoint, Jim Johnson was. You know, you didn't want Jim Johnson getting on you in practice, right? I played for Nick Saban. It was the same way. Even though he was the head coach, he paid way more attention to stuff on defense. And when he didn't like something, he was a start the practice over with. I mean, start the practice over. I don't care if we've been in practice for an hour. He would just start it from the beginning. And I mean from the beginning of stretching and everything. Yeah, that was Nick. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. That was Nick. Well, you get in those moods sometimes, yeah.
Do that in college, too.
Yeah, and that's what it was. Like, you do that in college. That was before it was strict restrictions on time out there and everything. Yep. So, yeah.
Nick no NIL.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, Coach Sirianni, if you're a taskmaster, and you're meticulous about every little thing, then you become one of those teams that play sort of that way, because the players now know that you pay attention to every little thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that, again, I'm out of practice, so I don't know what his style of coaching is. I just know that when you hear Cam Jurgens say that, to me, that's what I'm getting. I'll be interested what he says when I ask him about that tonight, because that is, to me, saying this is how we practice, and it shows up on game day, too.
You want me to predict it for you? He's going to take it back.
Probably. Well, we still have the chance to take it back.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said I feel for the guys that have to – I know. They make millions of dollars.
I know what you're saying.
They're still humans. Yep. And when you – one of the things that we've gotten from Jordan is that, like, you get to a certain point, you're doing the same thing every week. It just isn't working. I think to a certain extent, some of those guys are out of answers.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they have an answer. If they had an answer, they would have done it by now, you know?
Yeah, man. Those losing one game is bad enough. Losing two can certainly seem like an eternity. Losing three in a row, oh, my goodness.
That's a month.
Dude, everybody's in a bad mood. You go home. The family don't know whether to even speak to you or not. You know, the dog is running and hiding when you come in the house. Mom has to tell the kids to be quiet. Don't bother daddy today. Because that's how intense it is. When you lose three games in Philadelphia, losing three weeks in a row.
That's going a month basically without winning a football game. You know?
With us?
Yeah.
It's crazy. In this city?
Yeah, in this city? Yeah.
215-592-9494. CJ in Texas. You're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Pride in this city. I've been getting beat up like, man, they got hands down here. They on my head down here. Hey, let me get some of that Ike juice. So
they must have been drinking that Ike juice.
All right, Buzz.
Hey, Ike, I see that you almost accepted our faith. Me, I accepted it a little while ago. Last night, my wife asked me what you want to eat, and really what I thought to my head, this is kind of like the executioner type of thing. When you're finna get executed, they're like, hey, what do you want to eat? It's the end.
The last meal.
Exactly. It's either one of a few things. You either want to accept it in the playoffs, and you get beat first round. We don't make it, and we crumble. Now, for me, I'm like, you know, we got to make the playoffs because I can't.
Yeah, we got to make the playoffs, CJ. Yeah, we got to make the playoffs.
But I wonder if we do crumble, do I get Nick up out of here? I'm just saying, hey, sometimes.
You want to get. Well, Nick's not going anywhere.
Well, if they don't make the playoffs,
they're not firing Nick. They'll get rid of other people before they fire Nick.
Yeah.
You think because he just won the Super Bowl a year ago.
And the rest of them did too.
They said the rest of them did too. You're right.
Yeah. If they don't make the playoffs, everything's on the table.
I think they like Nick enough that they don't think this is Nick Sirianni's fault.
I think they like Nick when they thought Nick was an offensive guy. And then they had to pivot when they saw, okay, this ain't an offensive guy. He's a good coaching guy, but look at your coaching now. It ain't really right. So it's how do we keep this going on? The best thing we could hope is to get his homeboy in that wants to be like Vic Fangio and just run the offense. That's the only thing we could hope. His big brother comes in. Yeah, if Frank comes in and say, hey, you know what? I'll be your offense coordinator. I'm not going away. That's the only thing we could hope for. Now, I'll say this.
I mean, that's where I would lean.
Well, just so you don't have to go through this every year. Yeah. Not that he's going to fix everything, but like – not to, so we don't have to go through this rigmarole every single
year. But at least he's an experienced play caller.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Now, I look at in these Twitter streets and all the Jalen defenders, Johnny Cochran wasn't good as DC. They got so many excuses. They all start off the same thing. Well, you know, he played horrible. But, you know, if he had a caught this and if this had a did that, I'm like, hey, what y'all need to understand is, but did he pull the trigger? The glove don't defend. He must have quit. Hey, Jalen has not been, when it's time to lean on him, is he's not that guy. That play was hard. That pick, dude, I almost tomorrow most of my TV.
Me too.
Why would you throw that?
I actually couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
The one at the end of the game, I couldn't believe it.
The one at the end of the game, it was unbelievable.
I assumed they were going to win.
Yeah. at that point.
I was like, he played horrible. Of course, he's going to have the game winning drive, and they're going to tell me he's a winner.
Yes.
Like, that's where I was already.
I was getting ready.
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I can feel all the little Twitter fingers getting ready. Yeah. All the people adding Spike. Dang.
You would have seen all of them.
Yeah. Every single one of them.
Sicko.
I was getting ready.
Hey, that Spike.
Yeah.
I see you,
trying to figure out which GIF I want to use.
You need to Twitter streets, too. They've been on your head in these Twitter streets.
Oh, I know. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm built for it, sort of. Yeah. It's been a rough couple of weeks. But I, you know what I have on my side?
The truth?
The truth.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. It ain't the truth. Now, even he been playing that bad, he still ain't no doggone. He still ain't no dude who won't take a layup. Come on, man.
I mean,
I don't know, Jim.
Yeah, you just happy because you got doggone your hitting.
I'm not happy.
Well, I'm happy.
Jack's happy. I'm not happy.
Schwarby's back.
Yeah, yeah. All right, CJ.
Yeah. We love it, man.
Except
me. All right,
we got a couple days before we got to get back on the horse, CJ.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not happy.
Oh, CJ's out. CJ's
been out. Oh, he's out. Yeah, CJ. Now CJ's been out, yeah.
Yeah, CJ's happy.
Yeah.
Not me. 215-592-9494. You know what can make you happy? The cars are. John Ashdale at Colonial Hyundai. He knows it's the holiday season. Colonial knows it's the holiday season. So they are in the holiday spirit for you in a number of different ways. How about financing as low as 0%? They're going to get your payment down, which on a brand new Hyundai, and get your payment down. Get your payment exactly where you want it to be. Come on. Holiday spirit. Over 200 brand new Hyundais on the lot. So whichever one you want to buy as a gift for yourself, they got it for you. And the trade-in? Oh, come on. They're going to be generous there, too. They're in the giving mood. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. Everybody knows it. A guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And how about this? Every brand new Hyundai that comes from Colonial, you know you're getting America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. More for your trade. 0% financing. Come on. Get over to Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown, online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Offers can't be combined. Lease Tier 1 credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 20% down plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Yoni in Long Island. On Long Island. You're on WIP. Hey. What's up, Yoni?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Yoni?
I'm good. I have a question for you guys. I'm going to start with this. Have you watched a movie before and then rewatched it, and then are you shocked what happens when you rewatch it?
Yes.
What do you mean, the second time?
Well, yeah, sometimes you're like, how did I not see this the whole time?
Oh, is that?
Yeah, like The Sixth Sense or something. You know,
Shutter Island?
Yeah. Shutter Island as well, yes.
Okay, well, my point here is that when you watch a movie, you know, like, the basic idea of what happened. So you know what's going to come at the end of the movie. You know the plot. You know all that.
Oh, I understand. So, are you shocked at what happens at the end of the movie?
Saying.
Yes. No, you're not shocked. Yeah.
Correct. So what I'm trying to say is that when you watch the Eagles right now and you're comparing it to 2023, where we came off of the Super Bowl, and then you saw a collapse happen, how are we still blaming the same person? Like, this, we have the same rhetoric that we had in 2023. Oh, it's Jalen Wash. Is the offense, do all these players regress? Like, we're having the same rhetoric. Like, we saw this movie before. We figured out who the issue was. We removed Sirianni from choosing his OC. We fixed the issue. We won a Super Bowl, and now we went back to the same issue. And now we're having the same discussion. Like, I don't get it.
Because I don't think that was simply the issue. Certainly on offense, I don't think it was simply the issue. Here's the thing, man. When we look at 23, 24, 25, you can say the difference was the offensive coordinator. I will tell you the difference was we had an out-of-body experience running back in 2024 that covered up for a lot of the things we couldn't do. I'm looking at Jalen Hurts' numbers this year compared to last year. They're the same. They're the same. He has the same interception rate, the same touchdown rate, very close to the same completion percentage. He's not running as much, but that's, I think, on him as much as anything else. Mm-hmm. What covered up for it last year was an out-of-body experience that the running back had. And now that everyone knows that it's there, we're seeing more eight-man fronts. We can't do anything with it. I can get with you that it might be a mistake to let the head coach hire his own offensive coordinator, internal hire. I can understand that that might be a mistake. But I think it's also a mistake to say that, like, over the last 4 years, 22, 23, 24, 25, we've had one MVP-level Jalen Hurts season. It was 3 years ago. So what I would ask you, if you weren't an Eagles fan, if this wasn't football, and I had 4 years of something, and we had 3 years of one thing and 1 year of another thing, what would you think the real thing was? You would think it was the 3 years. And that's, I can even get with you in saying Nick is responsible for the crumbling, the following Super Bowl years, as a culture thing. I can get with all that. But the fact that we're saying that it's like the offense is the, I just don't think there is a substantial difference between last year and this year, aside from how the offensive line and Saquon played.
I don't know. First of all, the games where we had to throw the ball last year, you remember that after the A.J. Brown comments? And then we passed the ball the next game 35 times, and we put up like 32 points.
But we did that against Minnesota. Hold on. We did it against Minnesota. We had a great offensive game against the Giants. If you want me to go through this year, Jalen played great in the first Cowboys game. I'm sure there are as many great Jalen games this year as there were last year. Honestly, I'm sure that it's the same. We can erase last year, but like it happened. I just don't think there's – I don't think they can – this whole – thing that we told ourselves that we can just throw it when we need to was a lie.
Another
we lied
Elliot,
to ourselves. It wasn't true.
An Elliot lie.
An Elliot lie. Yeah.
I entirely disagree because last year we didn't have the worst success rate on offense in the entire league. We didn't lead the league in three and outs. And not
because of the run game.
No.
Yes.
You cannot go from to the worst offense in the league. I don't care who the QB is, even if it's the worst QB in the league. You cannot turn a Ferrari into a horse and buggy. Like, that crossed the line. Like,
it wasn't a Ferrari. We had the 29th ranked passing offense in the league. In the league.
The offense in totality. That's all I care about.
But that's half. That was 60% of the offense last year. We didn't throw the ball on early downs at a historic rate last year because the running game worked. It wasn't.
You don't think the predictability of the running game now is what's causing it to be awful, horrific?
The predictability, what do you want them to do? Do you want them to put Saquon on somebody's shoulders?
Have you ever seen a screen pass in this system work? Ever. Like, since Sirianni has been here.
Here's my question to you. If Saquon Barkley said, we weren't doing anything creative last year, we were just dominating, do you think he's lying? Or do you think he's wrong?
Last year, I think it was a way more diverse running scheme, absolutely.
So when he says it's not, you just think he's lying?
Yeah, they're not going to call it the coach. They all know Kevin Petullo and Sirianni are complete idiots. They know they're a bunch of potatoes. They don't know what the heck they're doing.
Okay.
They're not going to say that to the media. They're not going to tell everyone that.
Well, why isn't one player leaked to the media that he's unhappy with the coaching?
Because unlike the coach, they don't do that. Sirianni, if he needs... Whenever he's in trouble, he leaves the media. That Hurts can't read a defense. He can't do any of this stuff. But we know that's not true. Vince Steichen's whole offense is reading a defense with the RPOs. That's the entire offense.
And he was Yoni, do you know what makes an RPO really work?
Yeah.
When the quarterback runs, because it creates a mathematical advantage to the offense. In that year, Jalen Hurts ran 165 times in 15 games. That is 11 rushes a game. Runs a game. Did you watch the game last night when Jalen was running?
Yeah.
Did you see a quarterback who looked interested in running to you?
He absolutely could run if he didn't have four guys on him by the time he got to the outside.
All right. You're in denial. You're in denial.
It's not denial.
You are in denial.
I've watched this movie happen. I predicted, as a week after the Super Bowl, I predicted that this would happen because I know the pattern with Sirianni. And every time we win a Super Bowl, Howie lets a coach hire their own coordinator. I've seen this movie before. I know how this goes.
Okay. All right. You're going to see during the offseason.
But my question is that if you do think Hurts is limited, which is okay, I agree. I've never called Hurts more than a top 10 QB. I've always had him like the 10th or 11th guy. So if you're arguing that he is a limited player, the argument should be that you need an actual play caller and a guy with stability at offense yearly, not a guy switching play callers and learning a new system that doesn't work every year.
It's not a new system! It's not a new system!
First of all...
Did you watch the... It's not a new system. Did you... Stop making excuses! Sometimes it's the player. I know it hurts. I know it hurts. Tell me, who's the 15th best quarterback in the NFL? Just throw somebody out.
15th best QB? What do you call it? Let's see. Bo Nix.
Okay. Do you think that you could have a system where Bo Nix is all of a sudden maximized? Like, they're winning not because of Bo Nix. They're winning because they have a great defense. And they will. If Bo Nix can't become a more accurate thrower, they are going to run into trouble. It's just the truth, man.
Guess what? They have a play caller to cover up for the deficiencies of their QB. Sean Payton is a great play caller. We don't have anything close to that. We have a guy who's never called plays in his life. 15 years he's been passed over. He's only here because he's Sirianni's buddy.
Kellen Moore. All right. I thank you for the call, Yoni. I think two things can be true. Mm-hmm. They could have made not a great hired offensive coordinator, but also I just don't believe there is a substantial difference in last year and this year aside from the running game.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think, as I'm thinking about the offseason and what you can do next year, now, there's several options there. Which one is more feasible? Which one is more likely? Replacing the offensive coordinator and bringing in another guy, maybe that is someone that's familiar with what Nick Sirianni has done. I'm using Frank Reich as an example.
Yeah.
What would it may be bringing in a guy like Frank Reich to help this situation could make it better. I don't know if it makes Jalen this, but as far as
makes it stable.
Yeah, stabilizing everything. Yes. You're gonna have a play caller here that you can run with and who Nick trusts. I wonder if the Eagles are thinking that way, or do they believe so much in Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni moving forward, they decide to stick with him.
I think the idea of stability there is great.
And keeping it with Jalen.
Yeah.
With Jalen.
Whether the stability is keeping it with Petullo or hiring a coordinator that you're not worried about leaving, I think both of those things are additive.
Yeah.
But as far as maximizing what Jalen can do, I think they were trying to do that. Like, I think this whole simple offense, don't turn it over, mm-hmm. like, tell him not to take risks, all of those things, I think that's trying to maximize
I agree.
Yeah.
But to be fair, and I know last year from a passing standpoint wasn't it, but there's something to having an experienced play caller there that the offense has at least thrived around an experienced play caller.
I agree. And whether that is you keep Petullo because he will have experience, or it's Reich, that somebody that you're not going to think is going to leave. I don't want to repeat myself, but that is the quandary with a head coach that doesn't call plays,
yep.
is that you go through this. I think getting stability there is important.
I don't think removing Nick Sirianni is even on the table.
Even if they lose, even if they don't make the play.
They could lose out. I don't believe they think he's the issue.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
I think they like Nick Sirianni as the head coach.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
We did win a Super Bowl.
We did. And been to two.
Well, thank God we won that Super Bowl last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This year would feel way different.
And that's a big part of why 23 felt the way it did.
Yeah.
Because we didn't win that Super Bowl.
And you thought you missed your chance.
Yes.
The top five of five is coming up next. It is the top five blames.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Always exciting.
He's gearing up.
He's looking forward to this.
He's gearing up.
I got most of it out of the way earlier.
All right. We're at Chickies and Feeds in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything you need. Serve up the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make any holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands, grab some high-protein Dietz nuts, meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.